Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
2026 Camel Beauty Show Festival.
20 camels disqualified from competition.
After Botox and fillers detected.
By Michael Gibson.
The Fashion Central.
February 25th, 2026.
What was meant to be a celebration of tradition and prized pedigree turned controversial at the 2026 Camel Beauty Show Festival in Al Musana, Oman, after 20 camels were disqualified for cosmetic enhancements.
Hyaluronic acid injections were reportedly used to plump lips.
Dermal fillers and silicone were applied to refine nasal profiles.
Botox softened facial features.
Camel beauty contests in Oman are serious cultural events.
Victory brings prestige, breeding opportunities, and in some cases, substantial financial rewards that can exceed tens of millions of dollars.
As the camel beauty industry continues to grow across the Gulf, regulators are under increasing pressure to protect both the integrity of the competitions as well as being of the animals.
For now, the message from Oman's organizers is clear.
In the desert's most prestigious pageants, natural beauty remains the only standard.
And now, here is Over the Hump, written by Ian Brown. Directed by Michael Sadler. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 2nd, 2026.
The new doc opened shop up downstairs on the first floor today. There goes the neighborhood.
There's no way he can be bad enough to warrant such an eye roll before you've even met him. If nothing else, he took the same oath as us. What's his specialty again?
That ignorance is exactly why you think there's no way. He's a camel plastic surgeon.
Come again?
Camel plastic surgeon.
That has to be a slang term for something. Does he work with people with humpbacks? That would be really honorable.
That would be honorable. And here I am, treating him with no honor. What do you think that means?
You're disrespectful to your fellow doctor?
Of course not. You're a dermatologist, and I don't even call it a fake practice anymore. This guy is something else. He's a joke who makes a mockery of the field of medicine. And I'd say that to his face.
Hi, new neighbors.
You're a joke who makes a mockery of the field of medicine.
Excuse me?
You'll have to get used to her. Hi, I'm Dr. Perch, and you are?
I'm Dr. Jackman, dromedary plastic surgeon. Pleased to meet you.
Dromedary?
Yeah. It's a type of camel. They're the ones with one hump.
Impressive knowledge.
Your praise means nothing to me. I just like to be educated when I hate people.
Harsh words for a complete stranger. I think once you get to know me, you'll warm up to me. It'd be better for us all anyway, since we'll all be working in the same building anyway. I would hate to see resentment build up in this medical office building.
Maybe I'd be more amenable if you had a real medical practice. This whole sham makes it ridiculous for you to even be in a medical office building.
Au contraire, mon cher. Everything I do within these four walls is legitimate medicine.
With camels?
Of course. Why not? They're patients being given medical treatment just like everyone who walks into your office.
They can't even speak or make medical decisions on their own.
Well, neither can small children. Shall I inform the pediatricians?
Kids are still human.
Yeah, tomato, tomato. Point is, I'm doing medicine, and my services are quite in demand.
There's just no way. Camel beauty can't be such a big industry.
Yeah, I mean, tell us more.
You think camels look that pretty naturally? Absolutely not. That's all this guy.
Camels are pretty?
He's probably going to spout some bullshit about how no one but him can see the true beauty of a camel.
Oh, heavens no, they're hideous, but only before I get a hold of them.
So what do you do?
Well, before I came here, I was in Oman for a while. Turns out their camel beauty contests are super competitive. The judges finally caught on this year, though. I told them the filler was getting obvious, but they all insisted on plumper lips.
So after Oman, your next stop was here in Malibu?
Beauty contests aren't the only reason camels need a little work done. I bet every single camel you've seen has had some work done.
You have to be fucking with us.
I mean, how many camels have you encountered? It seems possible to me.
Yeah, believe me, you'd know if you saw a natural one. It's a stark difference. The Hollywood camels especially need it. They don't look right on camera without my special touch.
The camels in movies
all have Botox. I know! It's ridiculous when they can't change their facial expressions, but the producers have a look they aim for, and natural ungulates just don't cut it.
But what even inspired this? Were you always a big fan of camels?
Always have been. Probably always will be. I actually keep a few as pets!
In California?
Well, I wasn't going to abandon them. We bonded.
What work have they had done? Rhinoplasty? A Bactrian facelift?
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding? They're all natural, and I intend to keep them that way.
What, is there more of an effort in that is needed to keep them natural?
That's a lot of effort for him, I'm sure. He's probably just itching to cut open a camel.
For your information, it does take work. I can't even let them watch any movies with camels or see them at events. The last thing I'd want is for them to develop body image issues from all the unrealistic physiques they'd encountered out in the world. So many young, impressionable camels fall for those ideas of what a healthy camel should look like.
They'll get dysmorphia from the filler in a movie camel.
Oh, you poor, sweet, innocent doctor. We cam surgeons.
Don't try to shorten camel surgeons.
My fellow camel surgeons and I have moved far beyond simple injections. We do leg lengthening, brow bone shave, Brazilian hump lifts. We've even removed ribs. I think what you heard was probably the latter.
Wait, what do you mean probably? This is your practice.
Yeah. After a while, it all becomes the norm and you stop keeping track of the little things. I'm sure you've got other people handling lots of patients, right, Dr. Perch?
What? If you remove skin tags, it does get hard to remember exactly.
Don't listen to him!
Or what? I'll dare tolerate someone I have to work above anyway? Is that really so bad?
That's what I'm trying to tell you to. We'll be spending a lot of the week a few flights of stairs away from each other, so we might as well get familiar. Mm. In fact, I was having a party this weekend to get to know the rest of the building. I hope to see both of you there.
I, for one, would love to go. Where is this party?
Here are your invitations. I think all the relevant information is right there.
Joe Camel will be there?
Of course he will. It pays to keep up with your old clients. You didn't think he looked that way naturally, did you?
I'ma get you drunk, get you not drunk off my hump, my hump, my hump.
This has been Over the Hump, written by Ian Brown, directed by Michael Sadler, featuring Andrew Jones, Sarah Schoffs, and Claire Solly. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 2nd, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.